You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony Albanese started his parliamentary career in 1996 when he was elected as the member for Grandler in Sydney's Inner West. He grew up in the area as the son of a single mother.
She lived for all of her 65 years in the same council house in Camperdown where she was born. She had a tough life. She made a brave decision in 1963 to keep a child and care for me as a single mother. I owe her everything.
On becoming the Labor leader after the ALP's 2019 election loss, he promised to hold Prime Minister Scott Morrison to account without becoming what he described as a negative, Tony Abbott-style opposition leader.
I say to him that I will hold his government to account strongly, forcefully. I am a values politician. But I also say this to Scott Morrison. I'm not Tony Abbott. People want solutions, not arguments. They have conflict fatigue.
In his long career, Anthony Albanese has held several senior portfolios, including a stint as Deputy Prime Minister. He's also had responsibility for infrastructure, transport, regional development and local government, broadband, communications and the digital economy. In the lead-up to the election on the 21st of May, Anthony Albanese says he wants voters to know he has a plan for Australia's future.
I am who I am. I will be getting about being me, putting forward my propositions. I think what people are interested in is who has a plan for Australia's future. I have a plan for the future. It's a plan for more secure work. It's a plan to strengthen Medicare. It's a plan for making more things here. And it's a plan to take pressure off the cost of living.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.